So can we try that bridge one more time? That's all we got. And then let's try the bridge again. So let's walk from the chorus. See a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. Oh, you're working my way. You take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good. You turn it for good. You take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good.
Everybody.
You turn it for good.
Sing now. Come on.
Hey. You take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good.
You turn
it for good.
Oh, yeah.
You take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good.
You turn
it for good.
Hey.
You take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good. You turn it for good. Oh, you take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good.
You
turn it for good.
What's matter? What's happening? I was like, ugh. Ew. All right. Ready? What do you mean? Are your headphones connected properly? Huh? Got them? They work? Huh? Was it that? Is it your Avium or is it your... Is it your Avium or is it your headphones? What's your headphones working? All right. We got like literally 1 minute and we have to... Let's just do the bridge and let's get off. Everybody.
You take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good. You turn it for good.
Oh.
You take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good. You turn it for good.
Oh.
You take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good.
You turn
it for good.
Oh.
You take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good.
You turn
it for good.
Oh.
You take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good. You turn it for good.
Yeah.
You take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good. You turn it for good.
I'm gonna see your victory. I'm gonna see a victory, for the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm gonna see a victory, I'm gonna see a victory, yeah. To you, Lord, sing.
I'm gonna see a victory, I'm gonna see a victory, for the battle belongs to you, Lord.
Oh,
I'm gonna see a victory, I'm gonna see a victory,
yeah.
For the battle belongs to you,
Lord. You take, you take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good. You turn it for good. It's turning it around.
You take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good.
You
turn it for good.
Love you. Adios. Oh. Thank you, Father God, for this service. Thank you, Father God, for these people in this band, these people who serve, these people who usher. Thank you, Father, for the media team, God, that you would anoint every single one of us. You would just keep us and guide us and lead us to where we need to be and what we need to do, Father. I thank you, Lord, that it just comes at ease and with peace and rest. And God, I give you praise for today, the last Sunday of the year, Father. We've come to praise you, as tired as most of us are. We have come to worship and adore you and magnify you and glorify you and give you all the praise and honor that only you are due. And God, we just give you honor this morning, and we thank you for the worship that it is anointed, God, not that it's talented. We thank you, Lord, that we're going to give our best ability. We're going to do our best. We're going to play best, our best. But God, that it is anointed and that it is life-changing. And Lord, that your spirit would saturate this room, saturate all of us, God, even us playing, God, that as we're being used, we're being changed. And we just give it all to you, and we thank you for everything said and done in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's go. Pray, God, you can go. Don't make me do it.
I'll stand outside. This woman's worth. This woman's worth. Oh, it's hard on a man.
Come on, play. Take it back, okay? Don't look back. Do y'all know that?
got together with Pastor Chris and Pastor Stephen on Thursday to just go in after the presence of God and try to pin lyric and melody. And after a couple of hours, it just felt like the presence of God just stopped everything. And we wrote a song called The Blessed.
Sacrifice of praise. A city on a hill, surrendered to your will, your glory on display. Your glory on display. Awesome in this place. Jesus, you are awesome in this place. Worthy to be praised. Jesus, you are worthy to be praised. You will be praised.
Well, good morning, Ascend Church. All right. We welcome you to stand with us and worship God on this last Sunday of the year. And we just encourage you to lift up your hands, worship, give Him everything this morning. Those of you watching online, we again welcome you to stand and worship with us this morning. Give God praise, give Him honor right there in your living room. Amen. Good, and I dance because you are good, and I shout because you are good. You are good. Come on, good to me.
Darkest night, you shine as bright as day. Your love amazes me, yeah. And I sing because
you are good,
and I dance because
you are good,
and I shout because
you are good,
you are good.
And
I sing because you are good, and I dance because you are good, and I shout because you are good,
you are good. The cry of praise my heart will proclaim. You are good, you are good. And in the sun or rain, my life celebrates. You are good.
Somebody,
with a cry of praise, my heart will proclaim. You are good.
Oh, you are good. In the sun rain,
my life celebrates. You are good. You are good.
Yeah.
And I sing. Because
you are good, and I dance because you are good, and I shout because you are good,
you are good to me, and I sing because
you are good, and I dance because
you are good, and I shout because you are good,
you are good,
good to me. Oh, you've been good to me.
Shout out if the Lord's been good to you. Hallelujah. Come on, church. Give Him praise.
We had a little key issue up here, so we had to make some fundamental changes. But we got to shout unto God with a voice of triumph. We have to shout with praise. We have to give Him honor no matter what situation. This is the last Sunday of the year. Come on and give Him a shout.
your mercy never fails me. And all my days I've been held in your hands. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, I will sing of the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. Your voice, you have led me through the fire, and in darkest night you are close like no other. I've known you as a father, I've known you as a friend. I have lived in the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. Running after me, your goodness is running after, it's running after me. With my life laid down, I surrender now, I give you everything. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. With my life laid down, I surrender now, I give you everything. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. You have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. Goodness of God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, we just worship you in this place. We worship you, God. Holy Spirit, come and saturate the room. Hallelujah. Oh, freedom I have found in you. You're the healer that makes all things new. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm not going back. I'm moving ahead. I'm here to declare to you my past is over. You, things are made new. Rendering my life to Christ, moving, moving forward. Whoa. You've risen with all power in your hands. You have given me a second chance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, yeah, 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 oh, yeah, 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 oh, I'm not going back, I'm moving ahead, here to declare to you, my past is over, you, all things are made new. Life to Christ. I'm moving, I'm not going back. I'm moving ahead. I'm here to declare to you my past is over in you. All things are made new. Surrendering my life to Christ. I'm moving, moving forward. Thank you. We thank you that we don't have to look back. We can leave everything behind. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And as we press forward into this new year, let us declare right now in faith that we will see a victory in 2022. Many victories in 2022. Hallelujah. God, we bless you for it right now in Jesus' name. Come on. Oh. We're going to sing this song out in faith together. Come on.
The weapon may be formed, but it won't prosper. And when the darkness falls, it won't prevail.
Because the God I serve knows only how to triumph. And my God will never fail. Come on, somebody, say it. My God will never fail. Yeah, I'm gonna see your victory. I'm gonna see your victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm gonna see your victory. I'm gonna see your victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. There's power in the mighty name of Jesus. Every war he wages, he will win. Oh, I'm not backing down from any giants. Yeah. 'Cause I know how this story ends. Oh. Yes, I know how this story ends. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord.
Somebody sing it loud.
I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord.
The story, we win. Come on, somebody, we win. Hallelujah.
You take what the enemy meant for evil and you turn it for good. You turn it for good. You take what the enemy meant for evil and you turn it for good. You turn it for good.
Come on, something is changing. Come on.
You take what the enemy meant for evil and you turn it for good.
You turn.
You turn it for good.
Oh, 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 oh.
You take what the enemy meant for evil and you turn it for good.
You turn.
You turn it for good.
You take
what the enemy meant for evil and you turn it for good. You turn it for good.
Yeah.
You take what the enemy meant for evil and you turn it for good. You turn it for good.
And I'm gonna see your victory. I'm gonna see your victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. Sing it loud, come on.
I'm gonna see your victory. I'm gonna see your victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord.
Oh, you take what the enemy meant for evil. You turn it for good. You turn it for good. Hallelujah.
You take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good. You turn it for good.
Hallelujah. Come on, let's sing it out. Let's sing it out.
You take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good.
Come on, do you believe that?
You turn it for good.
Declare it today.
You take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good. And you turn it for good.
Oh, I can hear 2022 is the year that he turns it for good. Not a U-turn, not backwards, but forwards. That he turns the situation for good. I hear, do you not perceive it? I am doing a new thing. Come on. And if your spirit can sense it, somebody lift up your hands and your voice and receive. Come on. Hey.
You take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good.
You turn.
You turn it for good.
Yeah.
You take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good.
You turn.
You turn it for good. Take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good.
Yeah.
You turn it for good.
He's turning it around.
You take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good. You turn it for good.
Sing this with me, church. I'm gonna see your victory. I'm gonna see your victory. For the battle belongs. Come on. I'm gonna see your victory. I'm gonna see your victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. You sang that in the face of your trouble, in the face of all adversity. I will see a victory. I will see a victory. My God never fails. Hallelujah! Somebody give him praise in this place.
Yeah. Hallelujah. There's a sermon that was preached right through that there's a message that runs right through that these songs that we've sang this morning. There's a message that talks about the faithfulness of God. And when we look back and we see what God has done, I've seen the goodness of God. Anybody else seen the goodness of God? I've seen the goodness of God, the faithfulness of God. But he's telling us to look forward. He's telling us to look forward, because no matter what the enemy throws at you, no matter what comes, it doesn't mean that you never face trouble. But whatever he throws at you, you're going to see a victory. You're going to see a victory. I sense faith rising up in the hearts of people. There are many that look at a new year, says the Lord. There are many that look at a new year and they have fear and they have trepidation because they don't know what the year holds. But it should not be for you, says the Lord, because your trust is in me. And I am the faithful God. And what I've said, I will do. What I have promised, I am faithful to do. So if you will turn your eyes on me, says the Lord, if you will remember that no evil shall befall you, neither shall any plague come near your dwelling, that is my promise to you. You can go into a new year. You can go into this new year without fear and without trepidation. In fact, says the Lord, you should go into this year with an expectation. For there is a faith-filled expectation that is permeating your spirits in this place today, says the Lord, that comes from me, that is a promise from me, that no matter what January throws at you, no matter what February throws at you, no matter what March throws at you, and so on through the year, you can know with a certainty that I am with you, that I am surrounding you, that I have gone before you, that there's nothing I don't know, that there's nothing that can come against you that I cannot defeat, says the Lord. So rest in me. Put your trust in me. And as you walk into this new year, I tell you, says the Spirit of the Lord, you have nothing to fear. You have nothing to fear. Remember that, says the Lord, you have nothing to fear. When it comes to your job, when it comes to your children, when it comes to your health, when it comes to your finance, you have nothing to fear. Because my word contains everything that you could possibly need. And I have gone ahead, says the Lord. I have gone ahead, says the Lord. And the ground is prepared. So right into 2022, because you're going to see a victory, says the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 That's an encouragement from the Spirit of God. And you know, if you'll take hold of what God says, and you'll just say, well, I choose, because it's always a choice, I choose to believe what God says, not what the news reports say. I choose to believe what God says above whatever else I see or experience. That's when God can work in your life. Amen? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, good morning, family. Won't you just turn and greet someone? Tell them how good it is to see them. You may be seated. Yet, I just want to say that we so appreciate our worship team. Look at these guys. They are so, they're so faithful. They don't see what they do as a gig. Not one of them. They don't see it as a gig. They see it as an offering to the Lord. And I, you know, week after week, and this whole weekend of Christmas time, they show up, they give it their best, and we are thankful for you. We are thankful for you. Monique is an absolute blessing to us. You know, and it's not just about a voice. Although Lord knows, I wish I had a voice like you. I videoed you today. When you sang that moving forward, I'm going to send it to Ricardo Sanchez. He wrote that song and it's just so beautiful. But we're thankful because every Sunday they sing us the songs to us that lead us into the presence of God. Amen. So thankful. We love you. Amen. Well, welcome to Ascend Church this morning. Welcome to those that are watching online. So glad you've joined us. Who was at our Christmas Eve service? Anybody? We're so glad you were here. Those of you who weren't, Merry Christmas. I hope you had a good day. Today's the recovery day, right? For me, it is. I need it. But it's good. I hope you had a good Christmas. And just want to welcome you all. We're expecting today to hear a word from the Lord. I just want to welcome, if there's anyone visiting us for the first time, if you've never been to a service at our church, we'd like to make you feel welcome. We won't make you feel embarrassed in any way. We'd like to just hand you a visitor pack. Is there anyone visiting us for the first time today? Would you just wave your hand? God bless you. We know you. So glad you joined us today. So glad. Thank you. We'll chat to you afterwards. So thank you so much. Wonderful, wonderful. Well, those of you that are watching us, if you're watching on Facebook, go ahead and share the live feed. You never know who will watch it. Someone may not be in church and yet they just need to hear exactly what is preached today. So go ahead and think of your friends and your family and just share the word of God with them. Share the service today. Let us know where you're watching from. We appreciate that. And I always like to just there's various ways you can watch. You can watch on Facebook, our live stream. You can watch on YouTube, and you can watch afterwards too. So I like it. I like that it's all shareable, because sometimes you just know somebody, man, they really need to hear the word that was preached today. Amen. Just a reminder of what our main purposes are in our church. The first one is to help people to know God. Second of all, to help you to find freedom in every area of your life, to discover your purpose, and to make a difference with your life. Amen. Praise the Lord. Pastor. You sure I forgot something? Hey, Rachel. Love to. You look beautiful.
Praise God. Thank you. Can you turn me a little down? Thank you so much. Good morning, everybody. Man, what a word that was from the Lord. That prophecy that Jill gave. What a word that was. Let me tell you, man. We've got to write that out. Because that was from God. It's good to see you here today. I know there's a lot of folks that are not here this morning, but you are here. A lot of churches have closed or not having service today. Think about that. This Christmas time. A lot of churches not having church today because they're too tired. I'm glad you are here today, and I'm glad you're watching this today. If you're not here, I hope that you're watching us today, because I really believe that the word that I have from the Lord is going to be a great encouragement, and it's going to be the best way for you to end this year. Amen? So let's pray. Father, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, so much for your goodness. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you for sending your Son, because you loved us so much that, Lord, you gave your life to redeem us. We are forever thankful, Lord. We are forever grateful. I thank you, Lord, today that you are our God, that you are with us, that you are for us, and that, Lord, the battle is yours and the victory is ours. Thank you that we can trust in you, Lord, that you are faithful even when we are faithless. Thank you for your word today, Lord. I pray that you will anoint your word and that you will speak to every person watching this, every person here today. In Jesus' name, I give you all the praise for everything said and done. In Jesus' name, amen. Say amen if you agree with that. Tell your neighbor, I'm glad you're here this morning. I want to speak about don't look back on this final Sunday of 2021. I want to speak about don't look back. Tell your neighbor, don't look back. The Apostle Paul wrote this in Philippians chapter 3, verse 13. He said, I focus on this one thing. Say one thing. Forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. I focus on this one thing. What do you focus on, Paul? I focus on forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. I press on. Say, I press on. To reach the end of the race and receive the heavenly prize for which God through Christ Jesus is calling us. See, God has a race for us to run. He has rewards and prizes for us. The Passion Bible says it like this, I don't depend on my own strength to accomplish this. However, I do have one compelling focus. I forget all of the past as I fasten my heart onto the future instead. God wants us to be pressing forward and moving forward and fastening our heart on the future and not on the past. It's easy to go through life looking in the rearview mirror, focused on what didn't work out, who hurt us, mistakes we made in our life. Oh, if only I'd finished college, if only I'd spent more time with my children, if only I hadn't been laid off. It's just not fair. As long as you're living in regrets, focused on the negative things of the past, is going to keep you from the bright future that God has in store for you. If we are going to see the victory and live in victory, that God has in store for us. We've got to be willing to let go of our past. Let go of the past failures, past mistakes, past hurts, past disappointments, the pain of the past. We've got to be willing to let that go because God has new things in store for every one of us. Say, God has new things for me. But unless you're willing to let go of the old, you won't experience the new. Maybe you prayed and you prayed, but you didn't get what you wanted. Or maybe somebody caused you great disappointment in your life. Or maybe you were cheated out of a promotion. Or maybe you suffered a miscarriage. Or whatever it may be, you've got to let it go and look ahead to what God has in the future. In Isaiah chapter 43, in verse 18, the scripture says, stop dwelling on the past. Tell your neighbor, stop dwelling on the past. Don't even remember these former things. I'm doing something brand new. Something even unheard of. Even now it sprouts and grows and matures. Don't you perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness. And I will open up flowing streams in the desert. Notice it doesn't say God's gonna do a new thing someday. God didn't say maybe next week, next month, next year. God said, I'm doing something new in your life right now. Don't you perceive it? I'm doing something brand new right now. You see, you'll never perceive what God is doing right now if you're living in the past. If you're focused on the pain of yesterday and past disappointments. You need to get this revelation today. God wants to do something new in your life right now. He wants to do something new in your life in 2022. He wants to restore back to you what the enemy has stolen. He wants to take that evil that was meant to harm you and turn it around for your good, for your benefit. Amen. Can you perceive it? Do you have a vision of victory for your life? Are you living each day with faith? And with expectancy, do you get up every day knowing God has got great things in store for me? Or are you letting the pain of yesterday destroy your hopes for tomorrow? Because the enemy wants to keep us focused on our past disappointments, on our past failures. Because he knows if he can keep us living in a negative frame of mind, where we're always living in self-pity, always questioning God, then we'll never receive the new things that God is trying to do in our life. You've got to learn to let go of the past. As long as you're dwelling on the negative things of the past, really you are poisoning your future. Someone said, Pastor Steve, you don't know what I've done, Pastor Steve. I've made a lot of mistakes. I've hurt a lot of people, Pastor Steve. Listen, don't let the enemy use guilt and condemnation to keep you from moving forward in your life. The good news is you don't have to pay God back for your sins. That's what grace is all about. It's a free gift. You've got to learn how to receive God's mercy and receive God's forgiveness. The scripture says in 1 John 1 verse 9, if we freely admit our sins, he will be faithful to forgive us most of the time. Some of the time, all the time, every time. He's faithful to forgive us every time. God is just to forgive us our sins because of Christ, and he will continue to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The Living Bible says, but if we confess our sins to him, he can be depended upon to forgive us and to cleanse us from every wrong. It's perfectly proper for God to do this for us, because Christ died to wash away our sins. I'm so glad that God is faithful to forgive us every single time, that God does not remember our sins. The scripture says in Isaiah 43 verse 25, I, even I, am he who blots out your transgressions for my own sake. I will not remember your sins. The Living Bible says, I'll never think of them again. The Passion Bible says, yes, I am the one and only who completely erases your sins, never to be seen again. I will not remember them again. Freely I do this because of who I am. Hebrews 8 verse 12 says, I will demonstrate my mercy to them and I will forgive their evil deeds and never remember again their sins. Listen, you've got to quit remembering what God has forgotten. If God doesn't remember it, then you shouldn't remember it either. Don't let the enemy fill your mind with guilt and with condemnation. The scripture says in Romans 8 verse 1, there is no condemnation for those who belong to Christ Jesus. There's no condemnation. The Passion Bible says the case is closed. There remains no accusing voice of condemnation against those who are joined in life union with Jesus, the Anointed One. If anyone is reminding you of your past, that's not from God. That's the accusing voice of the enemy. You've got to let it bounce off you like water off of a duck's back. Who hasn't made mistakes? Has anyone here today never made a mistake in your life? Would you raise your hand up for me? Nobody. Jesus said, let him who is without sin throw the first stone. What does God say about you and me? In Jeremiah 29:11, he says, I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. The New International Version says, plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Say, thank you, Lord. You have good plans for me in 2022. See, God never said, if you never make a mistake, then I've got good plans for your life. If you never had a setback, if you never had a failure, then I've got good plans for your life. Because if that was the case, we would all be disqualified. God's plans for us are regardless of our mistakes, regardless of our failures. God's plans are and always will be good plans for us. God even has plans to turn that setback around. He has plans to give you a new beginning. He has plans to take that tragedy and turn it into a triumph. Romans 8:28 says, we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to His purpose for them. Say, I know that God causes everything to work together for my good. That's what happened to Joseph. When his brothers betrayed him, they sold him into slavery. He landed up working for Potiphar. Potiphar's wife falsely accused him, trying to rape her. He spent 13 years in prison for a crime he never committed. And many years later, after he got out of prison and he became the prime minister of Egypt, his brothers, the ones who sold him as a slave, came to Egypt because they were looking for food, because there was a famine going on. And they didn't recognize Joseph. It was many years later. And this is what Joseph told them in Genesis 50, verse 19. Joseph told them, don't be afraid of me. Am I God to judge and punish you? As far as I'm concerned, God turned into good what you meant for evil. God turned into good what you meant for evil. For He brought me to this high position that I have today so that I could save the lives of many people. Thank God. Say, thank you, Lord. You turn everything to my good. No matter what comes against us in life, let me tell you, God's always got a good plan in store. He's still got a way to prosper us. He's still got a way to cause us to succeed. If you'll just do your part and quit dwelling on the past, you'll start experiencing the bright future that God has in store for you. Amen. Let me tell you, no one can stop God's plan for your life. The enemy can't stop God's plan for your life. Other people can't stop God's plan for your life. Your boss can't stop God's plan for your life. Your spouse can't stop God's plan for your life. All of the forces of darkness cannot stop God's plan for your life. Do you know there's only one person that can stop God's plan for your life? And that's you. You are the only one that can stop yourself from living the abundant life that God has in store for you. And one main way we do this is by continually dwelling on the past. When we focus on past disappointments and past mistakes and we don't let go of it, we can't receive the new things that God wants to do in our life. See, God knew we'd all have setbacks in our life. He knew people wouldn't always be fair and always do what is right. God knew that. Maybe someone cheated you. You have to quit dwelling on that. Move on. God's got something better in store. Because someone else didn't do what is right, that doesn't change God's plan for your life. Maybe your spouse walked out on you. I know that's incredibly painful, but you've got to get to the place where you stop mourning over the loss. You've got to be willing to let go of that disappointment and shake yourself out of that negative frame of mind. You've got to let it go, knowing that according to Jeremiah 29, God still has a great plan in store for my life, and God is going to give me beauty for those ashes. That's what it says in Isaiah 61, verse 3. It says to console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Ashes represent what's left over after everything is burned. Ashes represent our broken dreams, our disappointments, our failures, our pains. And we all have our share of ashes. But God, let me tell you, for God to give you beauty for ashes, you've got to be willing to let go of the ashes. An exchange has to take place. You can't hold on to the ashes and have the beauty at the same time. You've got to let go of those broken dreams and let go of those past disappointments. You've got to forgive that person who hurt you. You've got to release all that bitterness. Then God will give you the beauty for the ashes. Then you'll see the new things that God wants to do in your life. The scripture says in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 31, get rid of all bitterness. Get rid of all rage, anger, harsh words, and slander, as well as all types of evil behavior. Get rid of it. Instead, be kind to each other, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, just as God through Christ has forgiven you. The Message Bible says, forgive one another as quickly and as thoroughly as God in Christ forgave you. Maybe you say, Pastor Steve, I don't think I can forgive them. They hurt me too badly. I don't know if I can forgive them. Let me tell you, that's a heavy price to pay. Because if you won't let go of the ashes, then God can't give you the beauty. You may say, well, Pastor Steve, I prayed, but God never answered. I don't understand. I don't understand why my prayer wasn't answered. You may never understand why. Just let go of the ashes. Realize God has a new beginning. He's going to turn things around. He's still got a good plan for your life. In the Bible days, when people put ashes on their head to show their sorrow, they were in mourning, or they were going through some tragedy. But they were only allowed to mourn for a certain period. Then they had to get up and get going. It's the same with us today. When we suffer a setback or a loss, it's normal to mourn. But the enemy wants to deceive us into living in sorrow and living in hurt and pain. He knows if we don't let go of those ashes, we won't have the beauty. He knows that it stops God from doing that new thing. So he wants us to stay in the ashes. That, like Job, Satan came against Job and smote him with a terrible sickness. He had boils all over his body, and he was in great pain. He ended up losing his health, losing his family, losing his business. Just one terrible thing after another happened to him. And what did Job do? In Job 2 verse 8, it said, Job scraped his skin with a piece of broken pottery as he sat among the ashes. Job sat down in the ashes. See, that's what the enemy wants us to do. When he brings trouble and calamity, or we go through a setback, the enemy hopes that we'll have a pity party and that we'll give up and that we'll just sit in the ashes. He wants us to spend our lifetime mourning what we've lost or being depressed over a job we didn't get or a loved one that died or a relationship didn't work out. And it's okay to have a season of mourning, but don't let it turn into a lifetime of mourning. When Moses died, the scripture says in Deuteronomy 34, verse 8, the people of Israel mourned for Moses on the plains of Moab for 30 days until the customary period of mourning was over. It was a sad day when Moses died. God allowed them to mourn for 30 days. But after that, God said, now you've got to get up and you've got to get going. And Joshua became the leader. And you know the first thing God told Joshua in Joshua 1 verse 1? After the death of Moses, the servant of God, God spoke to Joshua, Moses' assistant, and listen what he said. Moses, my servant, is dead. Get going. Get going. Cross this Jordan River, you and all this people, cross the country I'm giving to the people of Israel. See, why did God start out by announcing to Joshua, Moses is dead, get going? Because people were still mourning. They were still grieving. They wouldn't let go of the past. And God is saying, it's time to stop mourning. It's time to quit dwelling on that disappointment. It's time to quit crying over what you lost. You got to rise up out of the ashes and go on with your life. This is a new day. This is time for a new beginning. I want to give you beauty for ashes, but you got to let go of the ashes. Amen. I believe that's what God is saying to us today. The same thing. You've mourned long enough over what you lost. It's a new day. Let the past be the past. Rise up out of those ashes. God went on to tell Joshua in verse 7, only be strong and very courageous that you may observe to do according to all the law which my servant Moses commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left that you may prosper wherever you go. In other words, God was saying is don't look back. Keep your eyes focused on the future that I have for you. Keep looking ahead. Don't look to the left. Don't look to the right. Don't look back. Keep looking straight ahead. You see, some of us, we've been mourning longer than 30 days. You may not realize it, but you've been holding on to the ashes. And God wants, He wants to exchange your ashes for beauty if you will just dare to let those ashes go. God wants to take you into your promised land. You got to quit crying over what you can't change. Quit getting depressed over something that is, or someone that is dead and gone. You know, we shouldn't mourn like people who have no hope, because we have the hope of the world living on the inside of us. God promised He has a great plan for our life, and His plan, it doesn't stop because someone died or a dream died. You got to quit looking back and focus on the bright future God has in front of you. In fact, Jesus said this in Luke chapter 9, verse 62. He said, why do you keep looking back to your past and have second thoughts about following me? If you turn back, you are not fit for God's kingdom. Now, you know, I was praying. I said, Lord, this year, we're going to have a theme for the year. This is something that I kind of saw at VU Church. My son's the worship pastor at VU Church, and the pastor's Rich and Dawn Wilkerson and Dawn Shree Wilkerson. And anyway, they have a theme every year. They set a theme. And their theme for this year is for the sake of eternity. And I was praying. I said, Lord, what should our theme be for this year? And I woke up in the morning, and this scripture, Luke 9:62, popped in my heart. If you turn back, you're not fit for God's kingdom. And you know what our theme's going to be for the year? Fit for the kingdom. I want to get you fit for the kingdom. You know, so many people, we start out the year and we have goals. And very often, one of them, we want to get physically fit. And that's a good goal. But listen, I'm more interested in you being spiritually fit, being fit for the kingdom of God. Amen. Jesus said, why do you keep looking back? One of the first keys to being fit for the kingdom of God is you've got to stop looking back and you've got to start looking forward. You may say, Pastor Steve, you don't understand my situation. I'm devastated. I'm heartbroken. My dreams are shattered. I don't know how I'm going to let the ashes go. I realize it can be painful. It can be hard. But until, if you can just get this revelation today, that God has got great things ahead of you. Don't get trapped in the past. Some of you, you're down and discouraged over some loss. And you're praying, God, when are you going to deliver me? God, when are you going to lift this depression? God, when are you going to turn this situation around? When are you going to do something new in my life? You waiting for God to do something, but God is waiting for you to do something. Isaiah 60 verse 1, arise from the depression and the prostration in which your circumstances have kept you. Rise to a new life. See, God is saying you got to rise up out of those ashes. If you want this new life, you got to make the first move. You got to make the decision. You're going to let go of the ashes. You got to change your focus, change your attitude, change your expectation. As long as you're dwelling on the disappointments of the past and mourning over what you lost, you can't receive the new things that God wants to do in your life. Amen. Don't let the enemy deceive you into trying to figure everything out. A lot of people so often, they spend so much time, why did this happen to me? Why did this happen to me? Why did this happen to me? My sister Barbara was killed in a car accident driving on her way to church. She was 22 years old. Don't you know there's a lot of whys? But I've learned that some things, when you don't understand it, you got to leave it alone and you got to just keep going on with God. You see, trusting God means that we're going to have some unanswered questions. If you're always trying to figure everything out, you're going to live frustrated. You're going to live confused. You're continually going to be living in the past. It's one of the enemy's favorite tricks. He knows if he can keep you focused on the whys of life, you'll never move on with your life. He knows it'll eventually cause you to be negative, to be bitter, and you'll end up blaming God for these things. Listen, don't question God. Every good thing in your life came from the Lord, and every bad thing is from the enemy. It's not from God. Don't ever question God. Just leave it alone and move on. God never planned that you would understand everything. Deuteronomy 29, verse 29 says, the secret things belong to the Lord, but those things which are revealed belong to us and our children forever. There are some things that are secret things that belong to God. Amen. When you face disappointments, you need to hold your head up high. Know that God is still a good God and He's got great plans for your life. We all have unanswered questions in our life. I mean, I think about David, King David. His child got very sick. David, he pleaded with God and he fasted night and day for 7 days. But unfortunately, on the seventh day, his child died. And the servants, they didn't know how to tell him this terrible news. They were afraid he would try and kill himself or something. David heard them whispering and he asked, is the child dead? And then David did something very interesting. In 2 Samuel chapter 12, it says, so David arose from the ground. And he washed and anointed himself. And he changed his clothes. And he went into the house of the Lord. And he worshipped. Oh, that's the best thing you can do. Let me tell you right now. Go into the house of the Lord and worship. And then he went to his own house. And when he requested, they set food before him. And he ate. And then his servant said to him, what is this that you've done? You fasted and wept for the child while he was alive. But when the child died, you arose and you ate food. So he said, while the child was alive, I fasted and wept, for I said, who can tell whether the Lord will be gracious to me that the child may live? But now that he is dead, why should I fast? Can I bring him back again? I shall go to him, but he shall not return to me. In other words, I'm going to see him again, but I know he's not coming back. David's saying, I'm not going to live in the past. I'm not going to sit around in these ashes. I'm heartbroken. I'm devastated. But what's done is done. I'm going on with my life. Because no matter how much I cry, no matter how much I mourn, it's never going to bring my baby back. I'm not going to waste my time trying to change something I can't. I'm not going to dwell on my disappointments. I'm going to dwell on the bright future that God has for me. And I'm going to dwell on the day that I'll see my child again. Are you with me? Notice, David never questioned God. Psalm 131, verse 1, David said, Lord, my heart is not proud, my eyes are not haughty. I don't concern myself with matters too great or too awesome for me to grasp. Instead, I have calmed and quieted myself within. See, that's what you got to do. There are many unanswered questions. We all face these in life. We've got to learn how to calm ourselves in the Lord and move on with God. David rose up out of those ashes. He made the decision he was going to go on with his life. See, some of you watching this, you mourning something that you cannot change. Maybe you went through a big setback. Maybe you had a great heartbreak in your life. Like David, you were praying, you were believing, maybe even fasting. But things didn't turn out the way you hoped. And now you're at the point of decision. And the question is, are you going to hold on to those ashes and miss out on the new thing God has for your life? Or are you going to do what David did and let the past be the past and move on knowing God has a new beginning for me? Amen? Are you holding on to the ashes? Are there areas in your life where you're dwelling on the past? Are you focusing on your disappointments? What you didn't do right and what didn't work out and who hurt you and who wronged you? I want to challenge you today. Examine your heart. Maybe you're not dealing with the death of a loved one, but maybe the death of a relationship or the death of a dream. Are you allowing yourself to get negative and bitter? Are you blaming God? Are you holding on to these ashes? Don't let it poison your future. You may not understand it, but learn to trust God anyway. Do like David. Put on a new attitude and go on with your life. So many people are at a crossroads because you can either go forward with your life and experience the bright future God has in store, but you've got to let go of the past. You see, you can allow the enemy to cause you to go backwards by dwelling on the past and focusing on the past. You've got to rise up out of the ashes. God has a new beginning. You've mourned long enough over what you lost. It's time to lift your head. It's time to cross over your Jordan and enter into your promised land and receive the things that God has planned for you. Some of you believing for a relationship to be restored. I'm not saying that you should give up in any way whatsoever. I never want to discourage anyone. Keep on believing. But what I am saying is when you know that it's over and done, go on with your life so you can experience the good plans that God has in store for you. Amen. It's time to rise up. God wants us to cross our Jordan, enter our promised land. I would encourage you, stop looking back on the past, because if you will, God will give you beauty for those ashes. Say this, say, I'm not looking back. Say, I'm not looking back. I let the past go. I let go of every disappointment. I let go of every hurt. I let go of every mistake. I forgive everyone who's hurt me. I let go of the ashes. Lord, thank you for giving me beauty for ashes. Say, I'm moving forward into the bright future that God has in store for me. Say, the past is over. This is a new day. I'm looking forward. I'm reaching forward to fulfill God's plan and run the race that He has set for my life. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. Did you get something out of this morning? Come on, give the Lord thanks and praise. Say, I'm moving forward. I'm moving forward. I'm not looking back. As we come to the close of 2021, man, I'm not looking back. I'm looking forward.
Someone said 2022 is going to be even worse.
Maybe for you, honey, but for me, it's going to be a great year. The Bible says the Lord crowns the year with good things, man. I'm believing for good things. There can be darkness all around you, and you can be walking in light. Do you know, when the Israelites were in slavery in Egypt and God sent the plagues, the Bible says there was darkness in Egypt, but there was light in Goshen where the Israelites were. Do you know that you can have darkness and people all around you going through a tough time, and yet you can walk in the favor and the goodness and the blessings of God, the protection, divine help, divine provision. You can see good things happen in your life if you'll just keep your eyes on Him, keep moving forward, letting go of the past, keep your heart right. You watch and see, like Jill said. So I'm going to see a victory. I'm going to see many victories this year in Jesus' name. Do you receive it today? Do you receive this today? Rachel, you are moving forward. You're moving forward. Don't look back. Don't even glance back. I'm moving forward. Amen. Praise the Lord. I don't know. I know there's no new folks here. Was there a new person? Pastor? Well, I think he knows the Lord. I believe he knows the Lord, right? Thank you for being with us today. Pastor Scott, thanks for joining. He saw my Facebook post and he said, I think I want to hear that. And he came today. Amen. Praise God. Now listen, next Sunday is the first Sunday, 2022. How do you want to start it out? What's amazing me? You want to start it out with God. You want to start it out in the house of God. You want to start it out worshiping God and hearing from Him. Today I spoke about don't look back. Next Sunday I'm speaking about look ahead. That's next Sunday. Look ahead.
Gee, you're getting us out of here early today, aren't you?
Yeah, but I tell you what.
This has nothing to do with it, but we're going to fly across to LA this afternoon, go and see our other grandkids, because we had four of them with us yesterday, but we hate to leave the ones in California without grandparents on Christmas, so we're going to go visit them for a couple of days. So we're going to do that. But that's that message is just like, I tell you what, it applies to you whether you've had complete heartache or whether you've just made mistakes in your own life. Amen. God's got a good plan, and I love the theme for this year, fit for the kingdom. Fit for the kingdom. Looking forward to it. Praise God. Well, now's the time in the service where we have the opportunity to give. And, you know, something I said on Christmas Eve, looking at the Christmas story, where I was saying that from the story of seeing the wise men when they came to Jesus, there was two things about what they did. The first one was that they came to worship God, but they gave offerings. And so their offering was an act of worship. And it's the same with us today. Offering's an act of worship. Second of all, they were generous. They were extremely generous. They're like, what they gave to God was frankincense, myrrh, gold. It was not leftovers. It was valuable, right? And the point of it was not just an offering to Jesus. It was not just a symbolic offering. It was actually provision for His future. And so, you know, thinking about this year coming, we have, we do in the month of December, Heart for the House. And what we're doing is we are raising extra funds to thrust us into the new year, to propel us into what God has for the new year. And we've got all kinds of plans coming up. But so we're asking if you, we have so many faithful tithers and givers, and we are thankful. But if you'd like to do something over and above, search your heart, ask the Lord what He wants you to do, sow a seed. This is provision for this house, for Ascent Church. And we've got a few things planned. We're going to be giving. We give into missions. We do have that card. We give into missions. One of the missions we give into is covenant ministries that go all through Central Africa. And so as a church, what is given here, we give into missions. We're going to give into more. They do all kinds of things. They minister to people right practically, like teaching them life skills and all computer training. So you'll have kids that are on the streets. They'll bring them in. They not only preach to them, but they actually train them and put them into the workforce. So we support those things from our church. And then we're going to be doing a whole lot of community outreaches this year. I was telling you that Karen Brooks, who's just a real valuable asset to us, and she's going to take us. We're going to do one thing per month. So 12 things through this year. There's a whole lot of... Where's our slide with all those things? Huh? Yeah, we had it. I want to see it. You got it? Heart for the House, the community. There's a whole lot of different community outreaches. You know, I was saying with a church our size, we want to do so much. We have the heart to do it, but we don't always have the workforce to do all of these things on our own. So what we're going to do is we're going to find organizations that are doing this, feeding the homeless, helping mothers and children, doing all these good works. We're going to join with them financially, and we're going to give opportunities for people to actually volunteer. So these are some of the things that are the heart of this house. And go ahead and just ask the Lord what he wants you to give. But thank you for your giving today. Amen. There's ways to give. Let me say this to you. Barry, oh, there it is. Oh, this number of the organizations we're going to partner with.
There's the 11 different organizations and ministries that we're going to partner with this year.
We'll let you know by the month. I just want to say this. Barry Abraham, who's not here today, he was saying to me, he's like, Pastor Jill, tell everybody to give on Cash App because there's no fees attached. He gets so mad every time he looks at the credit card. You know, the online giving, there's so much credit card charges. So he's like, tell people if they can.
We have one that has the Cash App on there.
So I was like, all right.
Cash App, and what's the other one they give by? PayPal.
Yeah,
PayPal and Cash App.
Yeah, but Cash App says it has no charges.
There's no fees on it.
Yeah, so it's interesting. Right. So, but anyway, however you want to give, there's various ways to give. Why don't you pray?
I want to pray. Father, we want to thank you for your goodness toward us this last year, Father. We want to thank you for protecting us. We want to thank you for providing for us. We want to thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your faithfulness. We are grateful, Father. As we come to the end of this year, we do so with a heart of gratitude. But Lord, also, as your word tells us so clearly, we're not looking back. We're not dwelling on the past. We're looking forward. We're expecting, Lord, that you are going to do new things. You are doing new things in our life, and we thank you and we praise you. Lord, I thank you for every faithful giver and tither in this church, because we wouldn't be able to do. We wouldn't be here if it wasn't for their faithfulness. And I thank you, Lord, you promised that you would open the windows of heaven and you would pour out blessings upon every tither. I thank you for the windows of heaven open upon every tither, every giver. I thank you for supernatural increase you're bringing into their life, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Father, we give you thanks and praise right now. We thank you, Lord. We look forward to the good things you're going to do in our life this year. In the name of Jesus.
Amen. Go ahead, ushers. Thank you so much.
You did all your announcements before that, so now I've got to do a little song and dance while we're waiting for...
Okay, no, Abel would like to. Abel,
are you praying this Thursday?
No, they're going to not pray. Prayer is going to resume the first week of January.
I think that's a good idea. I was thinking about that. So no prayer this Thursday.
No, but the first week of January Thursday night.
That would be the first Thursday of January, right?
Yes, yes.
The first Thursday of... The 6th of January, Thursday, 6th of January. What a way to start your year. Why don't you start a new habit, come and pray with us this year. Even if you don't come every week, come pray with us. We pray every other week, worship and pray, and Abel leads it, and it's just great. So that's not this Thursday, but not the following one, the 6th, right? The 6th of January. Correct. Glad we got that figured out. Praise the Lord. Well, we love you. Thank you so much for your support this year. We pray that this is going to be your best year ever. In the name of Jesus. I pray this year is going to be the best year for this church. I believe that we are going to see more people come into the kingdom of God this year than we've ever seen before. In Jesus' name. Will you agree with that? Amen. God bless you. We love you. Have a great day. And we'll see you next year in 2022. Next Sunday. God bless everybody.
Just one test.